kwam ook dit jaar uit. K dan, nog meer hip-hop, maar dan wel...
Ничего
не пишите.
Пишите.
Ничего не читайте.
Читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Ничего не печатайте.
Op de meer introspectieve lo-fi lijst geschoeid. Dit album van K vol bijbelse verwijzingen. Normaal gezien verkoopt hij ook zijn releases gewoon op straat elke keer dat hij een nieuw album uitbrengt. Maar voor dit album was het dus helaas niet mogelijk. Desondanks, heel goed album. Descendants of Cain, dit is Pray.
Must we all suffer for what one man has done?
Yeah. What I see from my level, the devil's in a serious phase. For small fight, God might have to stop working in mysterious ways. The ghettos and fans prepared us to live in a cage. Still trying to find a silver lining from when niggas were slaves. It wasn't good where I stood at the precipice, looking for an exodus. It's trying but tried to keep it alive during the death of this. Defined by most strenuous times, now told effortless. If urged for more proverbs, check my Old Testaments. I like to write righteous, even though it's secular. Birth from the dirt like Adam, the patterns in my molecular. She's in line to be mine, make sure she woke before I slept with her. It's not respected wise to heckle guys who got the heckler. My past passions, what I pursued in my solitude. It was never gas, you can ask, I'm a solid dude. I learned to quiet my mind them nights, we was out of food. A few times almost expired, should have been tired but I renewed. The place I fell from, my embrace and welcome. Play bad, cause bad, can't be mad whoever dealt him. If he in front of Maelstrom, I never felt him. Friends that died, I feel would've survived if I was there.
As we bow our heads, may we please receive any yield. Please receive any yield for real. May we please receive any yield.
With my last I ask, me and my man's sacred matter. At the end of St. Jacob's ladder. As young it had to be hundreds, was the only way to gather. It's built prime in that filth time, now I'm trying to make it lather. Gig bang trying to hang before you learn ropes. My brave foes stay cold. They was never turncoats. In the hood, handsome don't matter. Girls want who earn most. Seeing killers let off steam. Then return to scenes, concerned folks. Pride should brew, and whatever you decide to do. At the height of that ready rock, every block was volatile. Hear the blast, any day could be your last. That was probable. They shot the guns, a lot of sons never returned. It's prodigal. For what I anoint on my cup, they runneth over. The drive that kept me alive is my cunning motor. End of month, cops tend to front when they under quota. Where it's hard to walk that straight line, drunk or sober.
As we bow our heads, may we please receive any yield. Please receive any yield for real. May we please receive any yield. As we bow our heads, may we please receive any yield. Please receive any yield for real. Maybe please receive.
Pray van K van op Descendants of Cain. Dan hebben we de Glass Widgets van Stillhouse Plants. Het album Fast Edit, een van de beste rockplaten van dit jaar. Met scherven, haastig aan elkaar geplakte art rock. Do van Stillhouse Plants.
Game.
Do van Stillhouse Plants van op Fast Edit. Silver Ladders, dat is het volgende album van Mary Lattimore, werd opgenomen in Engeland met Neil Halstead van Slowdive. Nummer dat we gaan draaien, een kosmisch pastoraal vraag en antwoord tussen gitaar en harp. Till a Mermaid Drags You Under, Mary Lattimore.
Thank you.
Till a Mermaid Drags You Under van Mary Latimore van op Silver Ladders verschijnt op het label Ghostly. Nog een artiest die zijn eigen geluidsuniversum heeft opgebouwd, Kaboom Caravan. Dit zal zijn album nog steeds even excentriek, maar nu ook persoonlijker met een humanere ondertoon. Vanop het album The Log and the Leeway is dit Patrulla van Kaboom Caravan.
Thank you.
Patrulla van Kaboom Caravan van op het album The Log and the Leeway verschijnt op Miasma. We hadden ook nog geprobeerd om Bramble Steels van Kaboom Caravan naar onze Scorpio Studio te halen, maar dat was in de huidige anderhalve meter samenleving helaas niet mogelijk qua veiligheid. Als laatste gaan we ook nog een nummer draaien van Robbie Basho van op Songs of the Great Mystery, The Lost Vanguard Sessions, een verloren gewaand fingerpicking album, midden jaren 70 opgenomen, recentelijk al wel eens als een download van slechte kwaliteit uitgegeven, maar nu nog eens deftig opnieuw gedaan door Real Gone Music, met ook nog liner notes van een andere fingerpicking-icoon, Glenn Jones. En naast fingerpicking staat er op dit album qua muziek ook gezang van Basho zelf, keyboard en ook kosmisch fluiten. We hebben ook nog enkele aankondigingen. albums die onze lijst helaas niet hebben gehaald, puur wegens tijdgebrek. Ash Fuhr met Something to Hunt, Blum met Flower Violence, Cindy Lee, What's the Night to Eternity, Cole Pulis met Gloam, Charlie Morrow, America Lament, Fiona Apple, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, Harga, Femme d'Interieur, Gun Truszynski Duo, Soundkeeper en KMRU met Peel. Voor de rest kan ik u ook nog vertellen dat nu zondag de Noise Rock 40 is op Radio Scorpio, de zondag daarop de Electronica 106. Dat is de 27e december en dat gaat van 11 tot 11 zijn. Dus hou je maar al vast. En begin januari is er ook nog de beste 106. En wij zullen ook terugkomen in januari. Hier is nog Robbie Basho. Tot volgend jaar. Thank you.
Thank you. The name Kathmandu conjures up a variety of romantic images. Many people will picture the city as some kind of mystical Shangri-La, perched high up in the clouds amid the peaks of the high Himalayas. Perhaps their impressions have been shaped by an old music hall poem from 100 years ago that tells the tale of a one-eyed yellow idol that lives to the north of this city in Nepal. This little idol is also mentioned by John Lennon in his song Nobody Told Me. So it lives on. But like that idea of Shangri-La, is it purely fiction or is it based on fact? Joanna Jolly has been trying to find out.
There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town. And a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karu while the yellow god forever gazes down. And so begins the 1911 music hall poem, written by J. Milton Hayes, a tale of love, theft and tragedy in the Himalayas. I first heard it shortly before I moved to Kathmandu. My mother's friend Annie performed it at her 80th birthday party. She told me how her mother had recited it on long cold nights in Glasgow to provide entertainment before the age of television. The poem tells the tale of a young, wild British officer, Mad Karu, who's stationed in Kathmandu. One night, to impress the colonel's daughter, he steals the green eye of a little yellow idol. He returns badly injured, but the colonel's daughter refuses to accept the jewel. Later that night, the idol takes its revenge, and Mad Karu is found with a knife in his chest. He's buried in a grave near the idol, and the colonel's daughter, insane with grief, tends to it for the rest of her life. Annie asked if I would find out whether there was any truth to this tale. I promised to investigate, but with the distractions of setting up life in Kathmandu, the poem soon faded from my mind. That was until I met the flamboyant character of Dubby Bhagat. Dubby was originally from India, the son of a military general, and he'd had the sort of upbringing which meant he spoke perfectly enunciated Queen's English. He'd moved to Nepal in the 1970s, to pursue an eventful career as a journalist and restaurant owner. "My dear," he told me one night over dinner, "the little yellow idol does exist. I've seen it myself." Dubby told me how he'd tracked down the idol to a village north of Kathmandu, Sanku. So one morning, under a sky heavy with rain clouds, I hailed a taxi and set out on my quest. That day I was lucky to find the helpful Sangam Waiba, who took my pilgrimage very seriously. We drove out of the city, negotiating our way through grinding traffic and over potholed roads, until the concrete houses faded into paddy fields and swollen brown rivers. We passed piles of rotting rubbish, butted up against ancient moss-covered temples, and finally we reached Sanku itself. The town had been an important trading post for the Newar tribe that had ruled Kathmandu for centuries. The elaborate stone facades in the town centre spoke of a richer, more confident era. The road stopped at the bottom of a steep hill. "This temple is really in the jungle," observed Sangam, looking up at the steps that disappeared into the foliage above us. This was a good sign. The poem describes how the yellow god forever gazes down, so it made sense that he would sit at the top of a hill. We climbed up, passing by stone carvings of lions and eagles, until we reached a cluster of temples at the top. A gang of priests sat outside, playing cards noisily. They pointed us towards a building above them, and there, inside a soot-blackened room and behind a metal grill, sat a little yellow god. I was pleased to have found him so easily, but was he the real deal? He was gold-plated and sat on a podium, draped in red and gold silk, with offerings of flowers at his feet. He was about 3 foot tall and had a large tummy. From behind the grill, it was difficult to make out his eyes, but he had a stern expression on his face. A Nepali woman entered, and I asked her what she knew about the god in the cage. "He's actually a goddess," she told me. "It's the tantric goddess, Bajrajogini, who's worshipped by both Hindus and Buddhists." I asked her about the eyes. "You can't see them at the moment," she said. "We only put her eyes in during festivals. Then we give her eyes made of silver. We carry her down to the town and people pray to her. She's very powerful. She can grant you marriage and children." So was this the little yellow god who wreaked such dreadful vengeance on Mad Karu? And if so, Where was the one remaining green eye? The woman didn't know. Sangam and I left the temple and wandered back down the steps. On the way down, we asked the card-playing priests if they knew how old the goddess was. As old as creation, came the reply. As we walked back to the car, I wondered if there was a marble cross marking the grave of a British officer hidden somewhere among the stone carvings and jungle vines, and whether it had ever been tended to by a broken-hearted woman under the constant gaze of the little yellow god.
If you don't know how to swim in it, you're sinking.
Thank you. Echo Box.
Take a chicken, and then you're going to get a little bit of a